Hi everybody, it's Rick Barraza. Welcome to the Quick Start series on migrating your applications from Windows Phone 7 to Windows 8. These set of videos are focused on people who have a Windows Phone application most likely developed in Silverlight, and they're thinking of porting it to Windows 8, most likely using C# and XAML. But we cover a lot of things that focus on Windows 8 development. So even if you're not specifically a phone developer, but you just want to get up to speed on Windows 8 development, you still might find a lot of good information on here. Look at the list of videos. The next videos will be jumping much more into code and XAML. This first video is the level set. We'll be talking about the migration strategies specifically for the application we decided to port from the phone to Windows 8. In this case, the application we chose to migrate is the Khan Academy Viewer developed by Joel Martinez. This was an open source project developed by Joel Martinez from CodeCube.net. It goes to the Khan Academy Open APIs, pulls down a list of playlists, as you see here. Pretty straightforward application. Draws out the playlist. You select the playlist. It brings up the list of videos. And true to Khan Academy educational aspects, you select a video, and then it goes out to the internet, brings up the video, and allows it to start playing on the phone. Again, it was a great little app. We've all enjoyed it very much here. And we decided, hey, it would be a great example to show migrating a real-world application that's out there. Now, if you're not familiar with it, the code for the application, for the phone application, is found here off of GitHub Joel Martinez. You can download it if you do phone development. You can get what the original source code is. The finished product is also on GitHub, also off of Joel Martinez, Khan Academy for WinRT. And you can download that zip file if you want to be following along with the subsequent videos. That's where you'll get both of the projects from. Now, to get an idea of what it is that we'll be developing over the next couple of videos, let's go ahead and show that now. So the viewer for Khan Academy, this is the application that we are migrating over from the phone experience to a new Windows 8 experience. You can see it's all touch enabled. And it comes up, brings up a playlist. You can zoom out for a greater view of what the content areas are. Come in, go to a particular topic, in this case, a new is noteworthy, and then select the list of videos. Personally, the Vi Hart videos are my favorite, so a great deal of fun on this. So here's the application. Again, very straightforward. The The Windows Phone app is out there. Download it, check it out, gets a playlist. There were a couple changes we made for the Windows 8 app to really show off some of these new features as well. And that comes down to the issue of how are we going to scope the project here. So let's pull up what some of these were. Also, if you're not familiar with Khan Academy proper, Khan Academy, for those of you who might not be familiar with it, they're a great, great not-for-profit site out there. They're all over the news. They're doing so much good. They have this vast collection of videos, and they open up all of their APIs and streaming, so any developer would be able to hit it and create a free application that gets these videos out there, bringing making very advanced topics very accessible. A lot of people who've used Khan Academy, and there are many of us, just absolutely love them. It's really important for us to keep spreading the message of Khan Academy proper. That being said, again, this application was from a third party, Joel Martinez from CodeCube, and we also picked it because Joel had done extensive outreach to the developer community by making his own phone application open source, putting the code out there. He blogs extensively off of CodeCube.net, and he's just had so much passion for this application that for sure we wanted to make that connection. Reach out to Joel, help him out on some of the migrations to get ready for Windows 8, and turn it into a quick start series for you guys. So let's get right into what were some of the things we had to think about while we were migrating. There is already several great content out there for migrating off of Developer Center, and all of these links will be on the blog post. This is a great place to start, migrating port a Windows Phone 7 app to Windows Store app. This is the very first thing you should read if you're in the situation, because it might be you can do it very, very quickly. And a lot of it comes down to, what are you optimizing for? Are you trying to do it very, very quickly, or are you really going to try and stop and maybe take advantage of some of the new features available in Windows 8, right? How much of it do you want to be porting and migrating versus how much do you want to optimize for this new form factor, for sizing, for all these types of things. So this is a great entry article. It's the first thing we point people when they're talking about migrating. Read this great post first off DevCenter. Again, migrate port of Windows Phone 7 app to Windows Store 8. For our specific example, let's kind of look at what we were dealing with here. So the Khan Academy phone application that Joel developed was a really good candidate for a couple of reasons. First, he developed it very, very well. Nice separation of presentation versus the data logic. So we were able to use it as a source real-world application that will show some really cool XAML stuff you can do, interacting with the new data templates and binding. These are all videos in the series. And then as well as the phone would use isolated storage on the phone as well as hitting the web API. So although it's a very specific small application, it touches all the important parts that we think somebody new to Windows 8 would really want to learn, or at least make sure that they understand in the new environment. So while we were looking at this particular application, the fact that the XAML was pretty important. On the phone, it had a very limited space, and you're basically showing a playlist. Migrating to Windows 8, you have to think, what's that form factor that we're having, that extra screen real estate? How are we going to take advantage of it? In this case, you just make the fonts a lot bigger. Obviously, you know, we wanted to make it more touch optimized, show a lot more content within the playlists. Also in the presentation layer, when we were talking with Joel on the phone, it kind of treated all playlists equal. It didn't aggregate any of the playlists into topics. It was there in the data, so we wanted to say, hey, if we're going to migrate it, let's take advantage of the space, but also do some data visualization so that or proper data visual architecture so that we can start grouping these playlists into their topical content, showing more of the thumbnails, etc. The business layer, Joel had created a very, very good MVVM structure again on the phone, and you can see that by downloading the code. However, there were new opportunities in data binding, and specifically how we create data source and how we're linking that to the XAML in C Sharp that we wanted to revisit. But probably most importantly, when we were going back and forth, was this aspect right here. The phone, this particular application, makes extensive use of isolated storage or local storage, right, as well as requesting data, both in the form of content, graphics, and videos from the internet. And as soon as you're doing that, if your phone application is doing a lot of data requests, a lot of I/O, Windows 8, the C# 5.0 introduced two new keywords, the async await. And if you look at any of the templates or any of the samples on Windows 8 development, it is probably one of the ones in Windows 8 development. So it's something that might be a little bit new to you guys. In our case, we were going to need to rewrite a lot of that data I/O code, which Joel had created kind of his own type of solution to it. Now there is a preferred solution for it, and we want to take this time to both learn async and await properly and then implement it in a real-world application. So with all of these factors, we decided to split the code base, and so that's why there are two separate projects here, and start the Windows 8 code base off of a template and then bring in the important elements. So let's bring up the project here. Yeah, so if you load up the Khan Academy application, you'll see that the structure here is very familiar to what the templates are now available in Visual Studio 2012. In fact, for this project, and we encourage you to do this, start with a Windows Store template and really dive into it. If you haven't explored Windows 8 development yet, that's the very first place to start. Because if you start with one of the templates, for example, let's fire one up. So come here, create a new instance of Visual Studio. I'm going to go to File, New Project, Visual C# Windows Store. And here you have a couple different templates. In our case, we start with the grid app. You can start with a blank app, but if you start with a grid app, you get a little bit more out-of-the-box content. We can show this right now. So I'm going to open up a grid app, XAML Windows Store application. Just see kind of what comes out of the box with this. If you can zoom this up a little bit. So if you come up here, you'll notice that every application here, if you start with a template, you get your assets folder. But most importantly, you come down here, you'll get a common folder. This common folder has some very, very useful stuff, including bindable base, a couple converters, standard styles right out of the box. It also comes with a folder called data model. And data model comes up with a sample data source. And if you come up to data source, you'll see that it creates, well, we can actually see it right up from here. Sample data source has a couple different classes inside of it. It has the data source common, the sample data item, sample groups, and then the actual data source that references the groups that hold the items. So if you see how all this works out, you'll see that for every application in the template, it starts off with the entry point being your app.xaml. Now app.xaml, if you're coming from Silverlight, this will all look very, very familiar. You usually load in your resources here. In this case, you load in your standard styles. We suggest you do not tweak that standard styles. We'll show you right now in a minute how we handled it in the viewer for Khan Academy app. But if you look at the code behind this, you'll see that the startup process is always the same. App comes in. Now the system eventually calls the app unlaunched. And what happens, it creates, it references the current frame. It registers it. And most importantly, the main call would be right here. Root frame, navigate type of grouped items page, which in this case would be our main page. And it's passing in some elements here. And we'll show this better on the Khan Academy app. But we'll see that the flow will always be the same. App.xaml is the first entry point. On launch gets called. You create an instance of the page you want to reference, or you navigate to it by doing a typed of here, and then it will load up, in this case, grouped items page. If you come to grouped items page, you'll see in this case, in our designer, this is our grid view. If you go to the code behind, you'll see that its load state is what gets called right here. So let's see this in the context of the app that we've built. So here, if you come to our viewer for Khan Academy, you'll also see common. And when we get into styles, we'll dive down a little bit deeper into this. But we see our standard styles. We also have our custom styles. And if you look at how we set up our app, you come in here, we only need to load in our custom styles, because off of custom styles directly, we've set up a merge dictionary to bring in standard styles. So app comes in, app loads up custom styles. Custom styles has piggybacked in, standard styles as a merge directory. And then app, in our case, we are instantiating our own data source. So when app on launch gets called, we create our new con data source. Once the requests come in, we grab a reference to our frame. And our first page is the hub page, which is our equivalent of our main page here. So we pass in, we have our frame navigate to our type of hub page. And in our case, we will be passing in our data source directly right there. But this is the common format that you'll see all the templates handle. And once you get to kind of understand this format, just by exploring through the templates, you really kind of get a handle of what's going on for Windows 8 applications. Application comes up, you have an app.xaml, brings in the custom styles, or your standard styles, right? Your custom styles, your standard styles, your resources that way, creates a frame, navigates to it by doing a type of the page you want, and then pass in a data source if your application is going to have a data source. We're getting a little bit down into data, and that's a topic of the next video. So let's actually jump straight into there to do a proper deep dive into the data content. So that's coming up next.